Tamir Chepsev and Mishnah 1. So, Bizman Shekhan Gadol Nichnas Lishtachavos. When the Kohen Gadol went in to prostrate himself, so this is at the time of the incense. After the incense, there was a mitzvah for them to go in and prostrate themselves. So, when he was going, Shlosha Ochazin bot, there were three other Kohanim as a sign of respect held onto him. Echad b'minov, echad b'smola, one on his right, one on his left, and says the Kohen, they used to hold hands with him. And one holding the precious stones. So there's different opinions as to exactly how they were holding the stones, but one opinion is that on the shoulder straps of the ephod, there was one stone on each shoulder strap, so he was had his hands on the shoulder straps. And when the official, the Kohen who was sorting everything out, looking after everything, when he heard the sound of the Kohen Gadol as he departed, because he had at the bottom of his garments, he had little bells. So when he would hear him coming out, he would raise the curtain for him. He would raise the curtain between at the entrances. There were curtains, so he would lift the curtain up for him. Nichnas v'shtachave v'yatze. He, Kohen Gadol, would enter and prostrate himself. There's actually a machlokas when he raised the curtain. Did he raise it when he was going in? Or is it a little bit out of order and when he was coming out? And it would be more logical when he was coming out because he walked out backwards. So it would be more logical that when he was walking out backwards, they lifted the curtain from behind him. Anyway, so he came in, he bowed himself v'yatze, then he went out. And then afterwards, v'nifnasu echav ha-kohanim, then the other kohanim came in, v'shtachavu v'yatze, and they prostrated themselves, and they departed.